670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Are you ready for the same old Pat story, Keith?
No, I'm not. I don't want this. I don't want every Sunday to be this. That was a hard watch. I thought that was behind us. I thought all this nonsense was over with.
The offseason I enjoyed. There was a lot of...
There's some good stuff in there.
Positivity. They should be better. They should win more games.
New coach. New players. Coordinators.
Oh, there's a lot more of the same players than I realized. You really sat down and watched them. There's a lot of the same players out there.
The results were eerily similar.
Yeah, Drake May looks no different.
No.
So the offseason was real fun.
It was. That's over now.
I felt like things were trending in the right direction, or at least they should be vastly improved from a year ago. I have them for 9 wins. You have them for 10 wins. We both have them in the playoffs. And then they play their first game, and it seems like nothing has changed. Nothing.
I mean, they did face Geno Smith. So I didn't realize they were going up against the world's greatest quarterback again.
Geno Smith has now carved them up
twice.
2 years in a row in Foxborough with different teams, different receivers, and he's carved them up 2 years in a row.
You know what's odd was when he was in the AFC East, he sucked. Yeah. And then he leaves, and now he wishes he never left. If he played the Patriots twice a year, guy would be all pro. But that was a mess, and it was a good enough start too. And even halfway through the game, it wasn't entertaining. It was pretty it was a grind of a game. But you're up 10-7 at the half, so you're like, all right, like overall you're playing well. And then that second half. What a disaster.
Disaster.
Like the offense specifically in the second half. Can I introduce you to interception, punt, 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 meaningless field goal. Like that's out. And not only that, it was 6 plays, pick. You actually moved the ball a little bit, but it ended in an interception. Second possession, 3 plays, you actually lost a yard on that series. Lost a yard.
Yeah.
Third series, 3 plays and out. You gained 3 yards.
Oh, that's progress.
So now in 2 consecutive drives, you've gotten 2 yards forward.
Uh-huh.
Then you were able, in the fourth quarter, pick up a couple first downs, but then ultimately punt the ball away. And so, just a hard watch, a brutal effort, not really any true positives on the offensive side. I think defense, there were some plays to be made and were made, but also could have been better. But offense was just such a mess.
The offense apparently made no adjustments in the second half.
No.
They were plagued again by bad penalties, which to me is a reflection of the coach. I would say this about Bill.
Yep.
I would say this about Mayo. We're going to say the same thing about Mike Vrabel. Like, when you're highly penalized for a bunch of yards and you look undisciplined, that's a reflection of the coach. They weren't ready, it seemed. I mean, the Raiders came out to start the game, march right down the field. They were rolling again before a deflected interception, but it's like, the Patriots didn't look like they were ready to go to start the game.
No.
They made no adjustments at halftime. They were overly penalized. They turned it over again, and they got carved up by Geno Smith and lost at home again in week 1. So I would say none of that is acceptable. I tweeted what I thought was a fairly innocuous thing yesterday. Keith just saying they don't look a lot different than the Mayo Patriots.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not saying Vrabel's Mayo, but they don't look a lot different. And I got so many responses that, oh, it's just week 1.
Yeah.
Don't overreact to it.
It looked better last year in week 1.
It did look better last year.
They won
in
the game.
Week 1. So not even comparing week 1 to week 1.
No, I understand. I understand.
But just the way they look throughout the year, there does not look like there's been a lot of progress made. And that is frustrating. And I would say, again, I don't care that it's just week 1.
Yeah.
And maybe I am overreacting. What we saw yesterday, none of that. None of it is acceptable.
No, I agree with that. And obviously, with everything said today, you can start or end with the caveat, it was just week 1. And we know things change in the NFL. Last year is a great example. The Patriots were 1-0. Gerard Mayo got a Gatorade bath. His season ended by getting fired, right? So, like, we know week 1, you sort of are, you look at it for what it is, and it doesn't mean a team can't go on a 3-game winning streak and you feel completely different. Or a team that won yesterday goes on a 3-game losing streak and you feel completely different. But based on what we saw, because I think this is what it is, Drake May didn't play much in the preseason. Drake May had some really good practices, right? There was the joint practice against Washington, which was great. It ended, however, with an interception. But that was one day where we were like, all right, that's a positive day for him. You and I and many others wanted him to play a little bit more in the preseason because it was a new coordinator, a new offense, a bunch of new teammates, and let's maybe get something going. There wasn't a ton of positive to take away. Like, you went in more hopeful about the offense. And I'll put my hand in the air. I was definitely hopeful. There was nothing that we were like, oh, you're all set. You're good on – like, we thought you're going to win on defense. Maybe your coach is smarter than the other coach each Sunday. And we were hoping, like, if the offense is 20th. Remember, that was, like, one of the predictions, I think, somewhere. It was like, hey, they're going to have the 20th-ranked offense. I'm like, I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah,
like,
you were much more open to that than I was. You're like, I'll take the 20th
ranked
offense if they're going to be a top 10 defense.
Right. And so, you know, after yesterday, neither seemed to be true. No. I mean, I know, you know, allowing 20 points isn't a huge number, but it didn't feel like the defense was great either.
When you allow 360 passing to Geno Smith, that's a tough
I don't
day
really
the
care
office.
How many points you allow,
especially when you lose the game. It's not like it was garbage time numbers.
And
from
Brock Bowers didn't even play the whole game.
Correct.
If you played the whole game, you might have had 500 yards passing.
So, yeah, the defense was underwhelming.
Yeah.
Pats turned it over again. I didn't like
But the offense was the most underwhelming.
I didn't like what I saw out of Drake May.
Same.
Like, how come he's throwing high to everybody? He did this in the preseason, that Vikings game.
He's just all fired up.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe he had, like, a Red Bull before the game?
He's got to change his pregame routine or something like that. I don't know what it is. But every single throw is high.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that maybe Josh McDaniels needs to get with him on, or is it early in the game, or what? I don't know. Like, does he need to get a easier completion out of the way and then he can kind of breathe easy? Is he that fired up to start the game? I'm not sure, but we're saying, all right, this is going to be a guy that's probably not going to be asked to throw the ball a ton, and he can't turn it over. He turns it over right in a close game.
He's lucky he didn't have a second turnover on that strip sack.
Yeah, Will Campbell giveth and he taketh away, or he taketh away and he giveth.
Same within seconds of each other,
He was able to recover that. Yeah. He was able to recover it. But, yeah, it could have been a pick and a fumble. I mean, it at the very least, is a fumble. Like, it'll go down as a fumble, just not a lost fumble. But so some of those same issues are still there with Drake May. But, yeah, by no means was that a good game for him.
No. And I struggle to find anybody it was a really good game for. I mean, Harold Landry had a good game. Trevion Henderson, I think, was fine.
Yeah, Harold Landry definitely popped. I thought Kayshon Booty was pretty good.
Oh, Booty's a good one. I'm sorry. Yeah. Diggs got better after a slow start.
Yeah.
But, yeah, largely it was hard to find anybody that you're too happy with with the way the Patriots played. So it's a Patriots Monday. We're going to be joined momentarily by Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, following a season opening 20.
He had a couple good grabs.
He did.
Yeah.
Following a season opening 20-13 loss to the Raiders in Foxborough. They get the Dolphins next. The good news for the Pats is the Dolphins look miserable.
Yes.
Last week. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get to all your phone calls on the Patriots' loss to the Raiders yesterday at 617-779-7937. You can interact, Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can chat there. Always a healthy chat on Twitch, and do the same on YouTube. But we mentioned it's a Patriots Monday. We're joined right now by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping and get rewarded, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, thanks for joining us here on a Patriots Monday.
Hey, guys.
What happened in the second half yesterday, Hunter? You guys seemed like you were rolling a little bit in half number one. You came out with a turnover to start the second half. The offense had trouble getting on track after that. What happened in the second half?
Not great execution, obviously. Just got to be a lot better. And wasn't good enough at all. And we're going to learn from it and have to move on and get better from it.
Were the Raiders doing anything differently that you guys maybe weren't prepared for?
They did a good job. I got to give them credit. They played well and were able to, exploit some things. I mean, we got to clean some things up. That's what comes with the first game and everything and getting out there. But we just need to be better as all around, especially myself. I think everybody else is looking at themselves and just what they can do to be better. We got to give credit to the Raiders, too. They definitely did some good things.
as a captain, and you were voted a captain this season for the third straight year. As a captain, what's the message after a week one loss like that at home?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's tough, not what we want, but we got to learn from it fast and move on because we have a lot of games in front of us. It is just one game. Every game is important, but we got to move on from it fast because we got a big game this week, against Miami, a divisional opponent on the road. It's big. So, we got to be able to ready to go to work and bounce back because we have a lot of games in front of us.
You know, a lot of eyes were on the offensive line going into this one with a couple of rookies starting. How do you think the offensive line performed yesterday?
I thought overall good. I mean, obviously we threw the ball a ton, so there was a lot of pass protecting and a lot of things, different looks and different things, and felt like competed really well at a high level and, just excited to continue to build on it, get better from it, learn a lot of things today just about ourselves and what we can do to get better moving forward.
A lot of expectations for Drake May in year number two. He threw for 287. He threw for a touchdown. We had another pick, a near strip sack as well. What did you think of Drake yesterday?
No, I thought Drake did some good things. The things we got to improve on. We got to be better for him in different, in certain situations. So, what can we do? That's mainly what I look at is what can I do to, be better for him to make things a little bit more, easier or comfortable or whatever it is. But overall, Drake's a great competitor. He's going to learn a lot from just the film and everything that we have, we did yesterday and be able to be better going forward.
How was the field yesterday? I saw a couple slip and falls on both sides of it, but how was the playing surface yesterday?
It was fun.
Yeah. No excuses. Genty wiped out on one. He tackled himself on one play. Yeah.
He did. That is true. Well, it'll be a different challenge down in Miami in the heat with the Dolphins here in week two. Before we get to that, though, Hunter, you gave us what I thought was a pretty good idea last week. We were having some fun. We kept asking you about how surprised you were and surprising questions. So you gave us the idea to come up with the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Yeah, and if you could, answer on a scale of 1 to 85. 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you're not surprised at all. And we'll ask you a different question each week. Let's get to it, Nick.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise,
Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when you found out Bruce Willis was dead the whole time in The Sixth Sense?
Guys, what are we doing?
1 to 85.
Okay, I don't know, man. 40.
40.
Okay. I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
All right, pretty good. 40.
I don't know if M. Night Shyamalan's going to like that answer. I was way more surprised.
That was a bigger twist than I would give it credit for. So, Hunter, we'll do that again next week. Yeah. Thanks so much for taking the time here on Jones and Keefe.
All right, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Hunter Henry.
Excellent.
Joining us every week on a Patriots Monday.
That went great. 40. That's one of the big twists in the history of cinema, Jones.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's the first time we're doing it. So you want to leave, perhaps the last. So you want to leave that scale.
Oh,
you want to leave some wiggle room at the top of the scale.
Got it.
If you come out 84,
guns
blazing right out of the chute, there's not a lot of space to go.
But that kind of might be. No? What would your score be? Again, on a scale of 1 to 85.
Well, see, I'm...
7!
No! You saw that coming?
I'm a big movie fan, Keith.
Yeah.
So I think I saw a lot of the clues. They really tipped me off earlier in the film than you. That's like a
75, 80. Way up there. That is a big-time surprise.
Okay.
Couldn't be more surprised.
Hunter Henry, good insight on the field. Good insight on M. Night Shyamalan's great film, The Sixth Sense.
Yep.
The surprise question of the week for Hunter Henry every week. At least 1 week here on Jones and
I got a lot more surprise questions up my sleeve. Don't worry.
617-779-7937. We'll get to all your feedback here. Patriots lose 20-13 to the Raiders. I would say none of that is what you were looking for yesterday. You heard Hunter Henry's great insight on Drake May and his performance yesterday. Let's get to Drake May and why he hasn't been better, at least through 1 week, here in the opener yesterday against the Raiders.
670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
I didn't think it was very good, John. I think it was a continuation of what we saw in his appearances in the preseason, you know, especially the games. He was better in the joint practices. And this is sort of, you know, what I've been talking about for a couple weeks. I mean, if you have big plans for the Patriots this season, and I think a lot of fans do, then that includes Drake May being really good. And Drake May today was, you know, maybe average, you know, maybe. And I think that a lot of it is going to be a discussion about, it's going to be, well, you know, the fans, they probably love Drake May and they're going to blame Josh McDaniels. It's probably, you know, a little bit of both. I mean, look, if Drake May hits some of the open receivers that are out there, you know, it's a different game.
Greg Bedard says Drake May was maybe average, maybe.
I don't think below average.
That's not an average performance.
No, that was bad. He wasn't good. It doesn't mean he's going to suck forever.
Correct.
But it doesn't mean you're going to just like whistle past it either. Like that was not a good game.
It's not necessarily
below media core.
I thought it was below media core.
Thank you. You think it was below media core? Yeah,
I agree. I do.
It wasn't even media core.
Because, like, you look at his stats at the end, and there was a bunch of, like, all right, the Raiders are up two possessions. They're going to, like, soften up the defense. So he threw for 287 yards, but this is garbage time yards. Like, most of it is not real yards. He went 30 of 46. The game plan obviously wasn't for him to throw the ball 46 times. He threw one touchdown.
Vrabel said that. You're going to hear more from Vrabel this morning on Greg's show. But Vrabel said that today. He's like, yeah, no, that's not what we're looking for at all. We need more balance.
And one touchdown, one interception, got sacked four times, only ran for 11 yards on what ended up being four carries, and nearly lost a fumble. I mean, so that was not a good game. And his team scored 13 points. It's kind of hard in modern NFL for a team to score 13 points. But yeah, good game. Good game. Like, no. It's set up for scoring.
And not to oversimplify it, but I'll be guilty of oversimplifying things. I tend to do it.
Please.
His pick turned the game.
Yeah.
His pick turned the game.
Yeah,
now, you can say, you know, the offensive line let him down. He got hit as he threw, blah, blah, blah. His pick turned around the game. I felt like...
But who was better, the O-line or the quarterback?
Well, I think the O-line yesterday was largely fine.
Yeah, they weren't great, but they aren't great. But they were better. They played more to what you thought they were than the quarterback did or the running backs did or pretty much everybody. I'd give Kayshon Boutte a pass. I thought he was good, but most everybody else...
I think Vrabel said this, and I forget where, with Greg this morning, or if it was after the game yesterday, but he said it. He may have said it both places. Like, the offensive line did a good enough job. There were clean pockets.
Yeah.
And I thought that was his way of letting you know Drake May wasn't what we were looking for. So I thought, to start the game, Drake was pretty bad. I felt like in the second quarter, they found a bit of a rhythm, if I'm just kind of generically thinking back on the game. Second quarter felt like they were going a little bit.
Yep.
And then by the second half, they were lost. So we'll get more into Drake May and why he wasn't better yesterday. Does he not have enough around him? Is he not that good? Did Vrabel not get him ready? Is McDaniels a poor fit? We can debate at 617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. If you missed any of Hunter Henry, check it out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. We unveiled the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Yeah.
I would say to mixed reviews, Keith.
I think people were surprised we asked.
Dice.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Dice on the text line. I'm pretty surprised by how much Hunter Henry hated the new segment.
I'm not.
How surprised am I that Hunter Henry didn't enjoy the new segment? 1A to 85.
That is the scale.
The audible groan from Hunter Henry when you said a scale of 1 to 85 was great.
He's number 85. That's why we did it.
Keith says 75 to 80 on a scale of 85. And says he couldn't be more surprised.
Yeah,
greatest segment ever.
I guess I did leave a little room there to be more surprised. But that was my biggest takeaway. The Bruce Willis twist is one of the great twists in cinema history. Mm. And he said at 40 at 85. So he watched that and was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, I can see that.
You got to see it coming. Yeah, he's like,
didn't exactly knock his socks off.
Yeah, he could have fooled us better.
Like, all right, fair enough.
Could have directed.
85 being the most surprised you've ever.
Wait, one more time?
What? 85 being the most surprised.
I didn't even get to finish.
He barely got it out. He knew.
I couldn't even finish setting up the scale there. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So we'll get to your phone calls here in just a moment. One stat on Drake May. And this is a good one. This is from Boston Sports Inf on Twitter, although he's had to change his handle, Keith. I guess he got hacked.
What happened to that? Oh, he got hacked?
Yeah, so he's no
longer. Who got him?
He's no longer, I don't know.
Bots?
His new Twitter bio is formerly Boston Sports Inf. Old account was hacked and stolen.
Hacked and stolen?
Yeah. So this is the new Boston Sports Inf account.
Man.
Drake May in his career in a one-possession game in the second half. Okay? So one-possession game, second half of a game in his career.
Okay.
36 for 57. 57 attempts. 36 okay. for 57, 63%, 300 yards on 57 attempts.
Okay, seems a little low.
He has one touchdown against five picks.
Ooh. Thank you.
Quarterback rating of 46. He's also lost three fumbles. He didn't lose the fumble yesterday. He was lucky Campbell fell back on it, but he's lost three fumbles.
Wait, quarterback rating of 46?
Yeah.
Or the QBR.
It says rating.
Oh,
sure.
Okay. That's real low.
Sacked seven times for minus 36 yards in 67 pass plays. Summarizing the whole thing. In
Please.
67 pass plays, he's had eight turnovers, seven negative plays in one possession games in the second half in his career.
All right, a little room for improvement there.
So it doesn't mean he can't be better. As you said earlier, Keith, it's not necessarily predictive of anything, but this is what he's been in those type of games. Not good enough. Why wasn't he better yesterday? Why isn't he better so far at this point in his career?
Sort of the bizarro Tom Brady.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? Last year, I was at the front of the line making excuses for him, being like, well, they can't block for him, and they can't call plays for him, and they can't catch passes for him. Like, that's a tough combination of things to deal with. This year, it's not like you're, you know, the San Francisco 49ers and those players and that coaching staff and everything else, but McDaniels is a huge improvement. I don't think he was good in the game yesterday. I'm just saying he's a step up from Alex Van Pelt. I think this version of Kayshon Booty, we can get into Steph Diggs and the highs and lows or whatever and the line, but they're in a better spot than they were a year ago. So, like, this is the first of what will be at least 17 regular season games where you're like, he needs to play better. Like, he's the quarterback. He's the most important player on the field. So at some point, you need to take everybody else and kind of raise them up with you. And if he's going to be as good as a lot of people think he's going to be, then he needs to do that. And you can't just point to, like, ah, man, like, too bad he doesn't have DK Metcalf. Like, yeah, I wish he had DK Metcalf, but he doesn't. So he's going to have to make do with the guys that he does have.
Yeah, and it feels like the weapons should be slightly better than a year ago.
I know they are.
You know, Diggs, Henderson. I don't know if they're different enough from a year ago, but they are slightly better.
Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Reagor, KJ Osborne, they should
be better.
Yeah.
So that is the Pepsi Key Takeaway, brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Let's get to some phone calls here. 617-779-7937. Patriots Monday, Jones and Keefe. Deshaun is in Virginia. Get us started today, Deshaun.
Hello, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I just want to start by saying we need to start making excuses for Drake May, because we have a guy that does have great poise in the pocket, that has the inability to throw the ball with accuracy, to get the ball to the receivers, especially with birdies, bunnies. That's essential to the passing game, because you need to be able to hit the easy ones so that you keep drives alive. You know, and I told people, the Patriots' success is going to hinge on what Drake May does. You know, I mean, like, the defense can only be overcome but so much, because we're not as talented to overcome these mishaps. So if your offense is constantly going three and out on the field, that leaves your defense, you know, susceptible to more plays.
Okay, so Deshaun, I tend to agree with this. If you're going to be inaccurate, and I felt like yesterday he was inaccurate, we can take a bigger picture look at his career if you want, but if you're going to be inaccurate and you are going to be turnover prone, he's definitely been that, mm-hmm. then the trade-off needs to be making plays, throws downfield, plays with your legs. I just felt like the quote-unquote plays were very lacking from him. And if you're not going to hit the easy ones, as he said, and you're not going to be hyper-accurate and efficient, then you need to have the trade-off of playmaking, and he made no plays.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great point about the pocket presence, because as athletic as he is, it doesn't really matter that much if you're trying to run when there isn't a place to run, or you're, you know.
Is that their first play from scrimmage? Was the first play from scrimmage a little, like, he tucked and kind of took, like, a little scramble?
Yeah, and picked up, like, a yard?
Yeah,
like, sweet.
He slid?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
I don't know. What even
is that?
I don't know.
And then, like, his first pass attempt, he airmails the guy. So those are two great observations. Like, how accurate is he? Doesn't seem to be super accurate. And don't look at, like, completion percentage, right? Right. That can be very misleading.
Right. Do you feel like he's super precise with his
throws?
Quarterback?
Not necessarily.
Not and yet.
Like, does he know when to run, or does he know when there's a play there or when there's not a play there? That still very much seems like a work in progress.
617-779-7937. Matt is in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. So the whole training camp, everything geared towards that game, all the game planning, home opener, and that's what you come out with. So, I mean,
it's tough.
That's disgusting. And I really got to say, like, you saw Geno Smith running the RPO. Like, you got to put the RPO and start square peg round hole, like with Josh McDaniels. Thanks.
Okay. Well, let's leave the RPO thing to the side for a second. His first point, I think, is very fair. What were they doing all offseason?
Yeah, you were cooking that up? That's what you cooked up. okay, sweet.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Like, the whole offseason.
Feels like it.
Where we're like, okay, are they doing enough in camp? Is Vrabel going to have them ready to go? Bedard, you heard Bedard earlier talking about Drake May and some excuse making for May, but he ultimately said it wasn't good enough. Bedard is very critical of Mike Vrabel's camp all offseason. Like, they don't look like a team that's ready to go. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's what you had all offseason to do. And when you were up at half, did you make any adjustments in the second half? I felt like the Raiders made all the adjustments.
Oh, no, they had a worse second half. So not only did they not make adjustments, like they didn't do anything, and they allowed the Raiders to sort of improve their defense. But yet the way they carried themselves in camp were a couple different things. Because, like, in the moment, you're like, all right, let's file that away. Like, having sort of a lackluster, not super intense training camp. That's one thing. We'll see how that goes, how that plays out. We did question in real time the lack of reps in the preseason games.
For May.
They were treating him as though he was like a made man. Like, if Josh Allen played that many snaps, you'd be like, yeah, okay, fine.
Especially the Vikings week. Like,
yeah.
Especially that week. And I know they had two
joint practices.
I was like,
oh, he's out already? Yeah, like, when he left that game, I was like, that's it?
Did they get him ready? Did they have him ready to go?
Doesn't look all that ready.
Certainly didn't look like it. No. So is any of this acceptable? That's another, like, big picture blanket question for the Pats. I know it's only 1 week.
Yeah.
I'm getting so many of those in my timeline. Good effing Lord, it's been one game. No, I know. But before the one game, we had zero games to go on, right, in the Vrabel era. Now we're going
so
off what happened.
Yeah.
And I was very underwhelmed by it. None of yesterday, to me, was acceptable. So you guys can discuss there again on a Patriots Monday, 617-779-7937. We'll go around the league. What happened?
Ooh,
coming
can't
up
wait.
Less than an hour from now. I don't know if you made it all the way to the end of that Bills and Ravens game last night.
How surprised do you think Hunter Henry was in the results?
Oh, he still may not know.
5 or 6.
Yeah, maybe it's lower on the scale. That's a good point. No. So we'll go around the NFL in what happened less than an hour from now at 11:30. Let's also get to Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show. He appears there every week. You can go back and use the Rewind feature to listen on the Odyssey app. He gave a pretty interesting answer about Drake May and the lack of winning he's done to this point in his career. Let's get to that next.
670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Are you concerned at all about how important it is for Drake May to win? Do you think it's the most important thing for him?
God, I hope so. I mean, I hope winning is as important for everybody, and I want the best from everybody. I want a competitive spirit, and if I don't see that, you know, then we'll have to make decisions and changes at every level. I don't see that. I think that he wants to be at times perfect, and I need to get past that. We all have to get past that. You need to be precise and not perfect. And if you make a mistake, it's the reaction that you have to the mistake that everybody sees, and then they're like, "Oh, wow, that was a mistake." We have to clean our reactions up. You know, our responses have to be much better, and then getting into the flow because you see really good timing and precision and accuracy. And then we see some other misses. But, yeah, I don't ever concern myself with that. I just want the better performance, more consistent, and continue to grow as a leader and make sure that there is a command to what we're doing, that this is the situation, this is the play. Those are the things that I'm focused
on. Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show. He joins Greg and company every Patriots Monday throughout the year. He's brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for the New England businesses and families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. We're now one game into year two. It's one real win for Drake May. This is one, Keith, where I will say, all right, I didn't like what I saw yesterday. None of it's acceptable. I'm not ready for the big picture commentary on Drake May that he can't win yet, but it is more evidence to people who believe that and people who are questioning that. And I do think it's fair to question if Drake May doesn't start winning and winning soon, meaning, you know, this month, certainly this year, if he doesn't start winning games real soon, he's on a path to a lot of these quarterbacks who didn't win enough, who were high picks, who could put up some stats here and there, but never really turned into something, unless you want to chalk it up to like a Josh Allen level progression. But even Josh Allen by year two was winning games.
Oh, Josh Allen, his first year as a starter was 5-6. Since then, he's had double-digit wins every single year. So even when we saw him as a second-year player, like where Drake May is right now, and he wasn't the most accurate passer by any stretch, and he was like a really like raw athlete quarterback, he still had 20 touchdowns, 9 picks, and the team was 10-6. So, you know, and you could say, well, he had, you know, a good defense or whatever. Okay, Drake May should have a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, 2019, you still had Tom Brady and the Patriots in the division, right? So, like, and Josh Allen still found a way to win 10 games. So there were questions there about just how good he was going to be. And then it was his third year where he was runner-up in the MVP, and like, that was a complete
So that's where individually he turned into an MVP candidate.
But also when Steph Diggs showed up.
But he was like, winning games in year two, and it's a fair point by you. Even year one, he's only a game below 500.
Right. Yeah, he was, what, 15-12 his first 2 years in the league as a starter? So, yeah, like he was already showing signs of like that, I don't know what you want to call it, like the winning gene or whatever whatever Vrabel just sort of asked about there, or like the ability to win games, because it is the position that gets most associated with the win-loss record. Like there's no win-loss record next to a wide receiver's numbers on like Pro Football Reference, but there is for every single quarterback. And so can Drake May do it? He hasn't yet.
No.
It doesn't mean he can or he won't. It just means he hasn't. And so, like, you bring up a good point about, you know, that was a guy that, depending on who you, like, talk to or what you read in the offseason, there was kind of, like, wide-ranging outcomes for Drake May this season, what he could be. And a good example would be, like, the game yesterday. Going into it, if you were, like, very simple, who has the quarterback advantage, Drake May or Geno Smith?
Yeah, I would.
Most people would say Drake May.
I would answer to Drake May.
Wrong.
Yeah, it was dead.
It's wrong. It's wrong. It was wrong yesterday, and it's probably wrong for the season. Like, let's see. Like, I think Geno Smith, he's had his ups and downs. He sort of resurrected his career with Seattle. He even came in here last year and had a really good game against the Patriots. But that's the thing is, there's a bunch of guys. I think we had him on like that third tier down, right? Like sort of the frisky tier when we did quarterbacks, and the range of outcome there is pretty wild. If you're the best on that tier, you might be a top 10 quarterback. But if you're not, you're like 22. Out of 32 starting quarterbacks, and a couple teams are basically punting, like Spencer Rattler, and a couple of, like, you know, a couple of them just stink. So, like, how good can he be? This is a guy that was probably on his tier going in. He got completely outplayed by him.
Yeah, so I do think it's too early to make a big sweeping evaluation of that. He hasn't won enough yet, true. That doesn't mean he won't win, and it doesn't mean he can't this year. I had him for 9 coming into the year, so I'm a little shaken. I thought they were going to win this game.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to turn around and say they're going to go 3-14 or something like that.
No.
I didn't like what I saw yesterday. None of it's acceptable. I expect more out of this team. But Drake May better start winning and winning soon. And the only reason we bring up Josh Allen, and I agree with the Twitch chat, they're like, stop comparing him to Josh Allen. I think that's one who people say, well, it took a long time.
Yeah.
And they would cite that as an excuse for Drake May. It took a long time for Josh Allen. It really didn't. He was an MVP candidate by year three. He was in the playoffs by year two.
Would you guys like the first 4 games of his second year?
Josh Allen.
Yes. Sure. They were 3-1 with him, but he had 3 touchdowns, 6 picks, fumbled 5 times.
Okay, so not good, but they were 3-1?
They were 3-1.
Okay, so they were winning.
That's sort of like Bo Nix. My guy Bo Nix. Yeah, he didn't look good, but they got another W.
So, I mean,
there were some real questions. I think one of those games against the Patriots, Nick?
They got shut out. Yeah. He threw 3 picks.
Okay, so I specifically remember that game and Patriots fans being like, that guy stinks. Stinks.
That's all anybody said
about
him.
He's a bum, and they need to draft another guy.
Yeah.
And then he turned it around. So I'm with you. Like, I get the texter's point about being like, he's not Josh Allen. But try to forget the last 5 years of Josh Allen, which is impossible, but
Go back to year two, Josh Allen.
Yeah. At that point, there might have been some wins there, but it was one of those teams where you're like, I think they're winning in spite of the quarterback. They weren't winning because of him. And then later on that year, and then certainly by year three, it flipped.
Yeah, the rest of that season after that first month, he had 17 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Yeah, so he figured it out.
He did.
Yeah.
And maybe May will too. No one's saying he won't, but right now that is not the start anybody was looking for. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Daniel is in North Carolina. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something about the secondary. You know, I don't remember seeing Kyle Duggar out there at all. We cut Jabril Peppers, probably could have used him. And then obviously Christian Gonzalez being a difference maker. I just don't think Geno would have carved us up for 360-something yards.
Okay, fair point. So Duggar played seven snaps. I think he technically started the game, if I'm not mistaken.
Did he?
I thought so. I might have to double check that.
I noticed Hawkins. Hawkins was all over the place, good and bad.
Hawkins.
He had the pick, but then he's like out of position, getting beat for a touchdown. He had a half sack, I think. Like, he was everywhere.
He got beat for more big plays down the field.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I would
Duggar did technically get to start.
Yeah, he did. So I would say more bad than good out of Hawkins, but whatever. I never loved Jabril Peppers as a player.
Woodson, you didn't really notice too much.
Gonzalez yesterday, like we talked about this a lot last week. I'm like, I think you can get away with week one without Gonzalez. I don't know. I mean, you got carved up by Geno Smith, so he would have helped in some capacity.
Well, I mean, Jacoby Myers, who is their clear number one wide receiver, right? Brock Bowers is their best weapon, but he got hurt after 5 for 103. Myers had 8 catches for 97 yards. So that's a classic Myers game. You know, 12 yards a catch, but coming up with a bunch of first downs. It was like third down catches, which just kind of kills you. You're like, hey, I think we're about to force a punt. Oh, there's Jacoby Myers. So maybe if Gonzalez is out there, he prevents a couple of those and you get a couple more possessions. But the flip side would be, what do you do with those possessions?
Right.
What are you going to do with them?
Right.
Pawn again? Probably.
That's a good point. even if you get the ball back to Drake May, what are you doing? Going three and out?
Overall, it's a great point. I mean, your best player is Christian Gonzalez. If he's on the field, you have a better chance of winning. But.
I think Jabril Peppers yesterday, they would have been better off with him yesterday. That's all. Hawkins made a couple of plays. He also gave up a bunch of plays. I think they would have been better off with Peppers. So I think that's fair. And obviously you need Gonzalez back. Can he play this week? Will he practice this week? I'm not holding my breath. And I think it's going to be a lot of that all year long with him. Will he be able to go? Won't he be able to go? When he comes back, what does he look like? Is he worried about his contract? I mean, that's a big thing, I think, hanging over the team right now. Gonzalez. 617-779-7937. More your feedback here on a Patriots Monday. We'll go around the NFL with what happened at 11:30. But let's get to Mike Vrabel. His debut, how are we feeling about the new head coach one game into his tenure in New England? That's next.
670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he is here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mully and Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.